This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. With the GOP in full control of New Hampshire State House for the first time in more than a decade, Republicans have been moving quickly to enact policies that have long been on their wish list, and that has been particularly true in education. Last week, the state Senate passed a string of bills that were victories for school choice advocates. Meanwhile, Governor Chris Sununu appointed conservative education reformer Frank Edelblue to lead the State Department of Education. Joining me now to talk about all the moves Republicans are making in education is NHPR reporter Jason Moon. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So we have a lot of conservative education bills coming out of the legislature, and we now have Frank Edelblue as DOE commissioner. Give us the big picture here. Is this a big swing in education policy?
Yeah, I think altogether it is. I mean, each of these actions individually, you know, didn't make it above the fold in the paper, so to speak, but if you look at the whole picture together, it is a pretty big swing towards a more conservative education philosophy in the state. And what we're talking about here in a nutshell is more choices for parents, more flexibility for schools, less oversight. And though, you know, we should say that opponents would look at all this and say it amounts to a sort of dismantling of public education.
Okay, so why don't we get into some of the specifics of what's been happening in education policy recently? One high-profile bill that passed the state Senate last week was the so-called Croydon bill. Can you remind us what that one's about?
Yeah, so this was the Croydon local school board had decided a few years ago to start sending a few of the students in the district to a private Montessori school. And the Croydon school district doesn't operate a public school for grades above fourth grade. And so it was a handful of students that were going to a private school being financed by public money. The state DOE at the time and the attorney general said they had to stop. A judge agreed with them. And the whole issue became a real flashpoint for school choice proponents in the state. So this bill, what it does is it lets the Croydon School Board send those students back to that Montessori school and overturns the ruling in the case. So it's a big win for the Croydon School Board, and it's a big win for school choice advocates. And Governor Sununu is expected to sign this bill.
Okay, and another victory for school choice advocates was the passage of a bill that would create something called Education Freedom Savings Accounts. Tell us what those are.
Well, this is basically it's a form of a school voucher bill. And essentially what it does is it would allow students and the parents of students really to opt into a voucher program where the students could attend academies or private schools, and 90% of the money that would go with that student to the public school would now go to the private school. But again, detractors would say that this is just going to hurt public schools. And then there's also another few bills. There's an anti-Common Core bill. There's a bill that would allow parents to keep their students from witnessing objectionable content in classrooms. There's just kind of a whole suite of bills that have passed.
Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned earlier, it's not just the legislature, right? I mean, there's also Governor Sununu and his initiatives, or at least his ideas about education. What moves has Governor Sununu made when it comes to education?
Right. Yeah. So we mentioned Frank Edelblue already. I mean, his nomination to head DOE was kind of a bold statement. He was a more controversial pick than normal. And then in Governor Sununu's budget proposal, he is proposing to increase funding for charter schools. So that's another move right there. And, you know, taken all together, it is a pretty big shift, and it's making some people a little anxious. Dan Vallone is with the education nonprofit Reaching Higher New Hampshire, which supports public schools. Here's what he had to say about those Senate bills.
I think a very serious concern is that if taken together at the extreme, these bills really would say to students, you're on your own. And that is a dramatic reversal from what we have been doing.
Then on the other hand, you have people like Chester Finn. He's with the Fordham Institute. That's a conservative think tank. And he says, look, this is a shift that's been a long time coming. But here's what Finn had to say.
School choice is on a bit of a roll. It's on a bit of a roll across the country with more charter schools and voucher programs basically every year. And now, honestly, we're almost no longer arguing whether there should be choices. We're now mostly arguing about the fine print.
Now, you know, some might argue about whether there's still an argument, but it's undeniable that the school choice movement has made big gains around the country in the last decade. That's been slower in New Hampshire, but, you know, that might be about to change.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us a rundown of it, Jason.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Jason Moon.